Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Reese, our Patriots reporter, joining us now. Mike, what do we know about the visit this week and the plan for that number three overall pick?
So, Laura, here's what's interesting to note. Gerard Mayo, first-year head coach, and Elliot Wolf, first-year director of scouting, who has the final personnel say, they went out to Michigan to watch J.J. McCarthy at his pro day. They did the same thing to go watch Drake May, and they did the same thing to go watch Jaden Daniels. So they've basically done the same exact thing for all three quarterbacks, and it would make sense to think that now they're going to put their notes together and stack those three quarterbacks because they haven't done the same thing with Bo Nix and Michael Penix. So read into that as you will.
Mike Reese on J.J. McCarthy, his visit, the Patriots restacking the draft board.
Reese stacking the draft board.
Yeah, doing all right.
That is what they're doing there. A little Mike Reese, big piece stacking is what they're doing.
Mike Reese, big piece. What's up, baby?
I asked you this earlier, Mego, and I know your answer. You do not think this is a smokescreen. You don't think the Patriots are playing games. You think there's real interest in J.J. McCarthy at pick three?
I do. It's been reported that Elliot Wolf likes him, that would be his pick if he gets his say with quarterback. So I think that it's, at the very least, like collecting more information on the guy, whining and dining, spending some time, kind of just like a elongated interview process with him.
I think it's a smokescreen. I don't think they're in. But
based on what?
Based on a public dinner taking him out. I just think this is what they did with Tebow. They did a big show of it, and
they did this with DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, I don't necessarily buy that that's what they're doing. You know, I think they're making a bigger show out of McCarthy for a reason. I don't remember Drake May being taken out to dinner. I don't remember Jaden Daniels being taken out to dinner. And so that feels like they're going an extra mile. Now, look, I may have this backwards. You brought this up earlier. Is it possible that this is the last step? He's brought in last for a reason. Elliot Wolf, who I just don't believe has a big say. Elliot Wolf may prefer J.J. McCarthy to Drake May or Jaden Daniels. If Daniels is even in play, we'll play you a clip from Adam Schefter that makes me think he continues to not be in play for the Patriots because he won't get past Washington at pick two. But Elliot Wolf may want him. Elliot Wolf may want to sign him or draft him, rather. I don't really think it's his call. And so I think this is a smokescreen. I think this is fake interest. I don't know the reason to do that. I don't think it's to drive up the price because I don't think they're trading the pick. I wonder if it's just to make sure that Washington doesn't think the Pats are dead set on Drake May and they don't rethink it and now take May before the Patriots can get him. It's just an effort to make sure May drops to them. They downplay their interest a little bit. He was the first guy in, then Daniels, then McCarthy. So maybe it's all an effort to that. But look, it could be one last push to sell ownership, sell Robert Kraft, Jonathan Kraft, Robin Glazer, sell them on who to take at pick three. That's very possible. I'm not telling you I know. If I'm reading it, I don't think they're really in on J.J. McCarthy. And maybe, perhaps that's just wishful thinking on my end because I really, really, really don't want them to take J.J. McCarthy.
Yeah, I guess even before getting to the point of, like, do you want them to take J.J. McCarthy over Drake May, do you want them to be sitting here as we're 10 days out from the draft, not totally square on which quarterback they're going to take?
Yeah, no, and I don't think they are. I don't really believe that they're unsettled. I've said this many times. I think Washington knows who they're taking. I think the Patriots probably know who they're taking. Chicago definitely knows who they're taking. I think the reason all these trades are in play at 4 and 5 with Arizona and potentially the Chargers is because the whole league pretty much knows who's going 1, 2, 3. And the maneuvering is to jump in line for J.J. McCarthy at 4. This is what I believe. We'll see who's right, but that's what I believe.
Do you think it matters very much that we've heard that they went to dinner together and we didn't hear that about May and Daniels?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I think it feels like they're laying it on a little thick and it feels more like a smokescreen, yes.
I just feel like that's a strange detail to throw in there. I don't really know what to make of it. Like, I can
I mean, look,
see,
maybe it's just true. Maybe it's as simple as it's just true. This is the guy they took to dinner because, as you said, they're whining and dining and taking him out with Kraft. That is possible. I feel like they probably took all these guys out. We only heard about taking one out for a reason. That's what I think.
Yeah, I think that's a good interpretation. I really do. I just don't really get the point of the smokescreen. And I could see a scenario in which, again, we're 10 days out from the draft, but if Elliot Wolf is trying to make some kind of really last-minute push for the guy that he believes is going to be the right quarterback, and he's been talking to ownership, and ownership is saying, well, we want you to take a quarterback, but we don't know we're not sold on J.J. McCarthy, so then they all have dinner together at Davio's, and all of a sudden, J.J. McCarthy is just, like, so charismatic. He's got the riz, and so then you're like, oh, this is going to be another Kraft son. We see this very much like Drew Bledsoe. You know, like, I could understand that. It just feels like, again, we're less than 2 weeks out. I'd hope you kind of would be decided on who you ultimately want.
Yeah, Twitch chat says this. We have 10 days before the draft. I'm okay with doing due diligence. But, like, they need to know. They have to have their minds made up by now. Being unsure 10 days out means they don't know what they're doing. Like, if they don't know by now, they don't know what they're doing. And they're not ready to make the pick at three. And that should be horrifying. They better know who they're taking. They better not be doing due diligence at the last second. I hope they're playing games. That means they've made their mind up. They know what they're doing. And just to play it, Adam Schefter was on some Commanders podcast. And this is what he had to say about the number two pick in Washington.
Good luck to your Commanders in the draft as well.
I think you go
get those Jaden Daniels jerseys. I think you go get those.
I think you can go get those, he said. And so
it's my car engine in the wintertime.
I think you go get those.
Hey, I got it.
That was like
work.
I was like Orlovsky backpedaling away from where Bill Belichick was going to go is what that was like. But so Schefter could, and he could be totally wrong. He continues to plant his flag and continues to scream from the rooftops. It's Daniels in Washington at two. And if he's wrong, it's going to blow up in his face. He's going to look like a clown. I tend to think he has a good idea what's happening there.
I tend to agree.
I will go down with the ship. If I'm wrong, then shame on me for believing in Schefter and his intel. I believe Schefter. I think Daniels is going too, which means they're choosing between May and J.J. McCarthy.
I agree. It would be such an extent to put himself out there if he has bad info or if he's just like throwing something against the wall. That's not how Schefter usually operates.
Because is anyone and else doing that?
And here's the thing. This is like the second time he said something around this way with Daniels, third time with Daniels in Washington. So usually if he said this the first time and it wasn't real reporting that he was doing, you know he would be coming back out with his walking back that he's done before where he says, that wasn't a report. I was just talking on television.
Yep.
I was just opining on a podcast.
No.
He's done that multiple times before. Now he said it three times. He's got info that it's happening.
He did it twice on his own podcast. He said it a couple of weeks ago. I don't want to tip any picks, but Jaden Daniels is going too. He doubled down on that last week and then added that Drake May is going three to the Pats. And then he just did it on another podcast, not his own podcast, which was the case in the first two.
If he goes on the Pat McAfee show and says some similar things, it's official. Book it, write it, and inked.
But, like, this is, again, my point. And this has nothing to do with the Patriots at three. It's just we know who will be gone. Caleb Williams is one. Jaden Daniels is two. Is any other reporter doing reporting this way where they're like, this is what's happening at two? Other reporters are saying, Washington doesn't know. They have a choice. They're evaluating all these guys. Who is the local Washington reporter, J.P. Finley, who's like, nobody knows.
If I had 100 chips, I'd put 85, though, on Washington.
No one else is planting their flag this way.
No. The J.P. Finley report is much more the direction that most people are going in, which tells you that they have some information, but nobody, like, really trusts their information the way that Schefter seems to trust it, which makes me think that he has a really close source to what Washington's planning on doing in the draft.
Good luck to your Commanders in the draft as well.
And what could sway it? With that number two pick, nothing's going to sway it. Like, Caleb Williams is going to go to Chicago, and it sounds like, okay, Washington is absolutely not going to trade back, take any kind of package or anything. They're going to sit there, and they want Daniels. There's nothing else.
Okay.
It's that simple.
So to me, now it comes down to May or J.J. McCarthy. I don't think that's a choice. I know you really don't think that's a choice.
No.
It should be obvious, but it's worth reiterating. Elliot Wolf was the guy who chose Baker Mayfield, or among the group that chose Baker Mayfield over Lamar Jackson over Josh Allen. He was here with Mac Jones. And J.J. McCarthy is a hell of a lot closer to Mac Jones and certainly Baker than he is Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. So maybe he's got a type, or maybe, Mego, as you said earlier, maybe he's learned his lesson. And the Mac Jones experience and the Baker Mayfield experience opened his eyes where they have to think bigger and gamble more on traits than a high floor, quote unquote, NFL ready guy.
Yeah, I think it's still a little bit, I don't know if disturbing is too strong, but whatever, disturbing that they're basically treating J.J. McCarthy in the same tier as Drake May and Jaden Daniels. At the end of the day, he still feels like a consolation prize to me. And I can only have wishful thinking that even if he's perhaps Elliot Wolf's type, if you look at who he's had before with Baker Mayfield, maybe he looks at it and goes, okay, this is an opportunity for me to right a wrong from the past. Or this time I am going to take the big galoomph who can chuck the ball and has a funny accent.
Yeah, to me, the thing to gamble on is traits and talent. And I forget who said this last week. I think it was Burt Breer. I want to give proper credit, but I don't remember who said it. But I agree with it. Drake May looks the most like a Josh Allen or like an elite type of quarterback. He has those traits. Now, look, Joe Burrow is a brilliant quarterback. I don't think any of his traits, you know, pop off the screen at you. And so you can be a really good quarterback in the NFL. Maybe J.J. McCarthy will be that, and he'll be the best quarterback of the bunch. That's possible. But when it comes to the skill level, the talent, the attributes of the top quarterbacks in the league, he does not have them. These other guys have them. And in the case of Drake May, he is young, he's big, he's talented. And those are things I would gamble on with the third pick. But again, we'll find out in 10 days, 2 hours, 46 minutes, 50 seconds, 49, 48, 47.
You know, right there near Boston.
44 seconds away from the draft. We could be talking to that man on this show, Mego. We could be talking to that man in that accent on this show.
Do you know, I will be grinning ear to ear if we get to talk to that man's accent every day or every Monday.
It's dang old complicated, you know, man. It's like a dang old Rubik's Cube.
So good.
I mean, it's what I'm rooting for. Independent of the interview, it's what I'm rooting for. But that's another bonus. 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Mego. No Arkin today here on WEEI. That means Ryan Garvin has all the latest in trending coming up. But before we get to that, what do we have coming up in Meg's planning, Mego?
Okay, we've looked at some surveys that are along these lines, but this is a new one that came out. The most polite and the rudest states in the country.
The way that the girl talks is melodramatic.
That's true. There's something in here
about
that
guy call from?
Massachusetts that I think will actually surprise you.
Really?
And the rest of New England as a whole, actually.
Really? Okay, well, stay tuned for that. That's in Megsplaining at 5:30 first. Ryan Garvin with all the latest in trending, and we're right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now back to Jones and Mego on WEEI.
Download the Odyssey app and listen on demand anytime.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs, offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down, would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I don't know. I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
Tom Brady from last week. There are odds on where Brady could wind up. The Patriots had the second-best odds at plus 300, according to covers.com. The Raiders were the best at plus 125. Niners were on the list, which would be interesting for one reason and one reason only. Florio pointed this out over the weekend. Not just returning home, but what if Brady is feeling Mahomes breathing down his neck a little bit?
Yeah, then he doesn't have to go through him. Just meets him in the Super Bowl.
That's true, too. Going to the other conference. Right, good point. So, look, I don't think Brady's coming back.
Good.
To New England. I don't think he's coming back to the NFL either. But
he's not coming back. Stop it.
Why? Why do you say stop it?
Because he's too old. He's 46 now?
I think he's 45 and was playing at a high level 2 years ago.
I know. I think when you leave for a year, he is supposed to be going in and doing this TV job. Like, I think he's okay, just trying to drum up a little bit of...
That to me is part of why I'm not
drum
sold...
Drum up a little bit of news for himself.
Michael, this is
keep
why,
himself in the headlines.
This is why I'm not sold that he's going to sit it out this year and go to the booth. He hasn't done it yet. He just took a year off from the booth. That was suspect. His deal, oh, weird, hasn't been finalized to be part of Raiders ownership. He can't be part of Raiders ownership and play. The league just implemented that last year, and he's still not a part of Raiders ownership. Why? He's supposed to be going into the Fox booth. He hasn't yet. Why? And so I don't totally dismiss it. If you're asking me to guess, it's probably more likely he doesn't play. But I don't think it's like a done deal that he won't come back. And Mahomes winning and taking over the league the second he left, already with three championships, every bit on pace, matching Brady year for year at this stage in their career. That'd be a reason to come back if you're Tom Brady. It's not like he has no reasons to come back. He has
no,
a reason.
Look, but he's also the kind of guy who can always manufacture some reason that he needs to come back because he's addicted to it. I completely agree with you on that. I just don't think he's going to. I think that he's been, if you listen to him, he's been spending the last year doing his podcast, trying to commit to preparing for this TV job. Whether he does that or not, I think, doesn't necessarily directly impact whether or not he's coming back to the league. But it's like, I just can't see him wanting to go somewhere and go through an entire regular season again before even getting to the playoffs. Like, I don't know. I just don't see it.
Yeah, maybe. Look, I would obviously love to see it. I don't think he's coming back here. That I'll say definitively. He's not coming back to the Pats. Although, when we did this exercise last week, it's the first time I said I'd pass on a quarterback at three. It's the first time I said it. Go get Marvin Harrison and give him Brady, and now we're talking, now we're in business.
Tom Brady deserves more.
I mean, what? Robert Kraft, for as much damage as his reputation has taken, what would get Robert Kraft right back in a good place with the fan base more than bringing back Tom Brady to the Patriots?
And drafting Marvin Harrison Jr.?
That too. That too.
For Brady?
Malik Nabers? Take your pick. Whatever. What would get Robert Kraft back into the good graces of the fan base quicker? I don't think there's anything.
I mean, people would be like, you know what? I actually really like the dynasty. You know what? You're 100% right, Robert.
You know what? Brady was pretty good in that thing. And I'll tell you what, Robert, you know, you made some good points. So that would get everybody right on board again, all over again. But I don't know. How realistic is it? We can debate. Meanwhile, there is a lot of, I think, potential movement with wide receivers. And similar to Brady, I don't think that means any of them are coming here. I've already said,
this is like a fun segment. It's all this other stuff that's happening around the NFL that's great for everyone else but doesn't have any bearing on you.
So Brady is a weird thing for the Patriots. The wide receivers, they absolutely should be in on these receivers. And I think it continues to prove how poor of a job ownership has done this offseason. If Ayuk moves and they're not in, just like Diggs moved and they weren't in, Keenan Allen moved and they weren't in, Ridley moved and they were kind of in. And let's see who else moves. I mentioned Ayuk. I don't think T. Higgins is going anywhere. Justin Jefferson might be starting a holdout. He skipped voluntary workouts. CeeDee Lamb might be starting a holdout. He skipped voluntary workouts. Let's see what's going on in Philly. They just signed Devontae Smith today. They have not paid A.J. Brown. Again, they paid him when he initially got there. He's grousing about another contract. And so if these guys start moving, and they moved a couple of years ago at the draft. A.J. Brown was one of them. Hollywood Brown was another. Tyreek Hill moved in the offseason a couple of years ago. These guys have moved. If they move and the Patriots are on the sideline, I think that's pathetic. But if you're asking me, do I think they're in on Ayuk? No, I don't think they're in on Ayuk. And they wouldn't be on Higgins if he were moving one way or the other. Same thing with A.J. Brown, CeeDee Lamb, Justin Jefferson, whomever. I don't think they're in.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, with the guys who have moved so far on the trade market, the Keenan Allen one is just really pretty defenseless. Because, or indefensible, I should say, because they called the Chargers earlier in the week and didn't ask about Keenan Allen, and then Keenan Allen moves that week. With the Steph Diggs one, even though it came out after the fact that the only team that they were going to block the trade to was Kansas City, you can still at least make the case for they just weren't going to trade within the division. I don't really believe that, but I can understand that you can kind of make that argument. Any of these other guys, they should be calling all of these front offices.
But you can make the argument. They still should have called. They should have called Buffalo and been like, hey, yeah, I know we're in your division, but like, what's it going to take to get Diggs?
In a way, like, I think whatever happens next, if any of these guys shake loose and go somewhere else,
there's
that's
no going
to be extremely frustrating because you're sitting here and you have this 34th pick that is almost a first-round pick, and you can basically just dole that out to someone. Why are you on the Angel camera on Twitch right now?
I'll be honest, how long has that been going on? I just noticed. If you're watching on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, I literally just noticed that. I now am getting the Arcan treatment in that camera.
I'm like worried. Does this mean you're going to miss like 30% of work going forward?
I don't know. I'll tell you, anything's better than that boobs out picture Ken took of me yesterday or on Friday, I should say, at Fenway. I'll take any look over that picture that Ken took in the pink hat. That's not even the most insulting thing. The pink hat. It's how chesty I am in that picture.
You're bosomy. You're a bosomy man.
You need
the bro or the man's ear?
I have to burn that hoodie. That hoodie can never be worn again. That's true.
It's all about the pose. It's like that's what the younger generation knows is you got to work your angles.
Yeah.
You were not working your angles unless you're going for something else.
I was doing
picture.
Something very, unless I was working on a chonky angle, I was doing something very incorrect.
Well, it's not even chonky. It's just bosomy. Like, you look matronly is the way that I'd say it. You look quite matronly in that picture.
Zeke, is there any way you can get rid of the phone number over, are you, like, blurring them out because they're so offensively large over my chest?
The mammers.
There you go. Yeah, get rid of that. What is that? Like, if you're not watching
you
on twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, it's just a fat man in a pink hat. I don't know how I put on 50 pounds for that picture.
You've got the meemaw body type there is what you got.
How did I put on so much weight for that picture? I have no idea. It is very, very unflattering. Just real quick, since we were talking about Justin Jefferson.
You look like you're postmenopausal.
Reese, over the weekend, did write this while we say Justin Jefferson could be beginning a holdout.
Talk about those double J's.
Correct. He says the pipe dream for the Patriots would be the Vikings trading receiver Justin Jefferson as part of a package that includes multiple first-round picks or maybe starting left tackle Christian Darrisaw. So push that to the side. Reese floats Jefferson's name. He's not at voluntary workouts today. Keep an eye on it. But I don't think the Patriots are in on any of these receivers. I hope they are. I'll applaud them if they are. I don't think they are. Meantime, let's get to Megsplaining with Megan Onalini.
Why don't you explain this to me like I am an 8-year-old?
Do you need it broken down?
It's so dumb.
Why don't you explain this to me like I'm 5?
Well, lucky for you.
I don't know how else to talk about it.
Shut up, Meg.
It's time for...
Now I let you know!
Megsplaining.
Megsplaining.
Now, the Twitch chat is being very rude. They're being very mean about Jones's picture with the pink hat. Gina says if he had a visor on, he would look like my mom.
One was nice. They said I look like a handsome woman. That's nice.
A very handsome woman.
Steve also says you could rest a six-pack on that. So, yeah, no, that was – I don't quite know what was going on with the angles in that picture. It was not
– They were not working for you.
No, they were not.
They were not working for you. I want to get into this. So this is a new survey that's come out. It's the most polite and the rudest states in the entire United States.
Okay.
So the survey is based on what they're calling basic manners, like opening doors for others.
You say manners?
Yeah, I do.
Manners. Like opening doors for others, as well as the respondents' likelihood to give up a seat on public transit. They also surveyed the frequency with which respondents doled out compliments, and they surveyed how often respondents use terms like please and thank you.
Oh.
So here are the... I've got the five most polite states in the country. Arkansas, Georgia, Alabama. Mm-hmm.
Noticing a theme here.
Yep.
South Carolina.
Sure.
And Tennessee.
Okay, so, those are the most polite states?
Those are the most polite states.
Georgia, Alabama, South Carolina, Tennessee, and who? I missed the first one. Mississippi?
Arkansas.
I'm sorry. Okay, so all the Southeast. Got it.
Here's
okay.
the least polite, which I thought was kind of interesting. Nevada.
Okay.
Vegas. New Jersey.
Yeah.
New York.
Uh-huh.
Florida.
Yep.
And Arizona.
Okay.
The sixth
you know
least
why, though?
Polite.
Snowbirds. Snowbirds in Florida
yeah,
and Arizona.
Yeah,
and everybody's in. So, it's a bunch of mass holes in Vegas, too, is what that is. What,
and Massachusetts is right outside the top five.
Number six.
Rudis. They're the sixth. Yeah.
What? I thought you said something
we're
was going to be.
Sixth, I should say.
I thought you said something was going to be surprising.
We're going to get deeper into this.
Oh, okay. Because this
shocked we're not in the top five.
I mean, I guess that's true. I'm shocked we're not in the top five, but we're high on the rude list, which makes sense. Yeah.
I feel like it's weird that Nevada's in there.
I just told you. It's probably just, you know, people's experience in Vegas.
But it's based on people who live there.
Oh, it's not.
It's not visitors.
Oh, I'm sorry. Maybe
it's based the survey is people who live in these states.
Okay, fair enough.
Don't think of like going
is that
to
snowbird
Nevada
territory
like,
too. Arizona,
probably.
Arizona's snowbird territory.
Definitely.
Florida's definitely snowbird
Arizona's
territory.
Arizona's like the Florida of the West.
Yes. So maybe there's
it's
some
like
of that
new snowbird territory.
Maybe there's some of that in Nevada too. I don't know.
So here's another side of it. They also interviewed people asking them where they think is the most. They estimate who are the most polite states and who are the least polite states.
Okay.
So not like just, so they say Minnesotans tend to think they're the most polite state.
Got it.
Minnesotans think that they're like out of everybody, they're the most polite.
We're the most polite, sure.
Massachusetts Minnesota. Residents think that they're the least polite.
Yeah, we think we're the rudest. That makes sense.
So they're not actually the rudest, but they think they're the rudest.
So we think we're ruder than we are. We're actually quite
Which,
nice.
Doesn't that tell you that you feel like you're being mistreated by other people in Massachusetts?
Yeah. I guess that's true. You think people
like,
around you in the state are rude.
Are
yes.
meaner than they actually are.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Yeah.
And so they also categorize this as the most welcoming states and the least welcoming states.
Okay.
The most welcoming states... So this would be like friendliest, because being friendly and being polite are two different things. You
are
know,
they?
Like, yeah, if you generally have manners, like it's different to say like, okay, I'm going to hold the door open for you. I'm going to give my seat up to a lady on the train or something like that, or an older person on the train versus like smiling at strangers and
I
saying
see.
Hello and
I
waving.
See. Right.
And,
one is more fake than the other.
Or
yeah,
like
yeah,
you
yeah.
move into a new neighborhood and people immediately invite you over or something like that.
Sure.
Which, okay. So the most welcoming states in the United States are Vermont, Maine, and Hawaii.
Yep.
Yep.
Do you feel that as a native Vermonter?
No, I don't feel like Vermont's overly friendly, but that's interesting. Okay.
The least welcoming states are Missouri, Massachusetts, and Illinois.
Missouri? Why is Illinois not welcoming?
I know. Wouldn't you think that, like, around Chicago, that's supposed to be the Midwest niceness?
Bingo.
So, I don't know. I mean, I believe Massachusetts because I will say, like, I don't think that people in Massachusetts are rude, but I also think that they're very cold.
We're pretty rude.
Not really.
Well, we're top six in rudeness, so I mean, we're pretty
maybe
rude.
Maybe driving, but like you're not. I wouldn't say that people in Massachusetts that we are overall like.
I mean, look, I've never lived outside of New England.
Classless.
I've never lived outside
it's
of New
just
England,
not
so
a, it's not an outward friendliness.
Maybe I just think of us as very rude here, and I'm perpetuating something that isn't true. But I feel like we're pretty rude. When I visit other places, I feel like we're pretty rude here. I've never lived anywhere else, but I've visited plenty of other places throughout this country. I feel like we're pretty rude. And that's fine. I don't mind people who are a little rude. Be frank. Be honest. That's okay.
When you walk down the street, if somebody makes eye contact with you, a stranger, and smiles, what's your reaction?
Right. Yeah, I look at the ground. I don't know. I keep walking past that person.
It's creepy.
What's
right?
that guy's problem?
Yeah, yeah right. Exactly.
What are you
yeah.
so happy about?
Yeah.
I didn't used to feel that way. Now I'm like, oh, do I have something on my face? Like, why are you? But I'm also the dork
See,
where...
See, she's assimilated, Jones.
Yeah.
I'm also the dork where somebody, like, waves at me and I don't know them. I'll smile and wave back and then realize that they're waving at the person
behind
me. You. Like, the complete dork. So the survey also says that 30% of Americans don't smile at strangers.
Yeah, I don't.
And it said, for some reason, people from the state of Delaware tend to go as far as to make up a fake phone call when they see a stranger.
Nice. Good for them.
Ooh, that's
instead
clever.
Of interacting.
Yeah. So let me tell you, I have started to, I will smile at certain people. So
what is that? Pretty girls?
No, you have done, no I mean, yep. I, no, I'm too shy to do that. No, if there's a
real set of mamas there now, yeah.
Somebody's got a dog. If I'm with my dog, I'm probably smiling at the other dog. Usually if I have my kid, I'll probably smile at somebody else with their kid, something like that. It's a friendly, like, parents, I'm commiserating. Dog owners, commiserating. Like, I will do that from time to time now. And I definitely didn't used to do that.
Is it different in your neighborhood versus other parts of the city?
Yeah, it would probably be like in my, but I don't have to know them necessarily, but it would be like, oh, that's another kid that's Lucas's age. I'll like smile at the parents.
Yeah,
like
I tend to be like much friendlier in my neighborhood than when I'm in other parts of the city. But here's the
I never go anywhere else, so I don't really know how to answer that question. I only stay in Charleston.
Well,
yeah.
I also walk around in headphones a lot.
Yeah.
And then sometimes people will say something to me, especially when I'm walking the dogs and I have to take the headphones out. And then it becomes this whole production of like, sorry, what did you say? And the person's like, oh, you just said like you must be a lot of fur in your house, and I'm like, haha, yeah.
Or they're like, people say,
or they're like, oh,
should keep your headphones in for that.
Oh, saying like, who's walking who? And I'm like, oh my god, this is why I'm wearing the headphones because I don't want to interact with this.
Yeah,
yes, what do you mean?
Number six in funniest civilian banter, ironically.
Wow.
Because here's the other thing is, in my neighborhood, people stop and talk to you a lot. There's a lot of characters in my neighborhood, and I'm still trying to get down.
Kill property value.
I think it does. To be fair, the area that I live in, I don't think the property values are awesome.
Somebody in public says, boy, there must be a lot of fur in your house. That's something someone's
all
actually said?
All the time to my dog.
Stop. Somebody says that all the time?
Yes.
Different people, multiple people have said that to you in your life.
Oh, my God, yes. I would say I get that like once a week walking my
dog.
Yeah. Oh, a lot of fur in that house, huh?
Who is walking
who? Are they talking to you or are they talking to Killington? Because that's even weirder.
About Killington.
But are they looking at the dog? Because I've seen that. They're like, oh, let me have a conversation with your dog.
My dog is stunning, and it starts a lot of conversation.
Do people do that to Mr. Who, if Mr. Who is walking?
Yes.
People say there's a lot of hair in your house?
Mr. Who came in this morning.
Who's walking who? They don't say that.
Came in this morning and said, somebody stopped him and said that our dog had really long ears.
Your dog has very long ears. That's accurate.
This is 20 seconds of my day I'm not going to get back because you had to make some dumb observation about my dog.
If I have headphones in, there's no way I'm taking them out for somebody talking to me. Not a chance.
This leads me to the question. Are we somehow conflating rudeness with lack of awareness of what's going on around you? Case in point.
That's rude, though. If you're one of these people who walks around
so
with their
bubble,
head in your phone,
I'm with Mega
that's
on that.
Rude.
Okay,
rude.
So answer this thing, because this happened to me yesterday, where I got my coffee, and I was walking out, and the person right in front of me knew I was there, because I said, you know, excuse me, because I'm very polite, let me reach around you and grab a straw. Because
you
think,
say it in a bitch.
When
I'm taking polite,
forever.
I definitely think Ryan, when I think polite.
Thank you. I agree with that.
Excuse me.
So I'm like step for step right behind this person. They walk out. Don't hold the door. Just the door right behind me. Boom, right in my face. So then I come through the door and they turn around and they go, oh, I'm really sorry. And
well,
I didn't
nice.
Say anything.
That's polite.
Wait, that's nice of them to
that's
say,
polite.
Though. They realize
that's
they
what I'm
actually
saying. So is
the
lack of awareness that there's a human being step for step right behind you?
Yeah,
you
but if,
knew
they
I was there.
If they apologize, then I think you're the a-hole who's not doesn't reciprocate
I
and
didn't
say like,
anything.
Oh, that's okay.
No, because it's not okay.
They're rude for being
it's not okay.
They're rude for being in their own world, but the acknowledging the mistake trumps that rudeness, I think. It cancels it out.
But now I'm the rude person because I'm like, oh, no, you're right. You know, that really was a stupid thing for you to do, but you seem really sorry about it.
Well, there are stupid people everywhere. Like, you have to accept that. There's a difference between being stupid and being rude.
Yeah, you should take the apology. Is that what you're asking?
I'm
you
not
should
taking
take
the apology.
You should take the apology or you're
absolutely
now the rude
not.
One. Even though the door got slammed in your face, you should take the apology.
Do you ever have people...
It takes a lot for someone to apologize, Ryan. It's not easy to apologize and be like, whoops, I screwed up. You got to take the apology or else you're the rude person.
I've absolutely not. Stopped going to one wine store in my neighborhood because every time I go in, the same guy works behind the counter and he goes, what's the plan tonight? And I've seen him ask this to every single woman who goes in. I've witnessed it.
Not to men.
And it, nope. And I can't do it anymore.
You want to undercover boss this thing? I want to go in there and see if he says that to me.
No, the ick is so strong that I walk like three blocks down the street to go to a different one.
Guess who let the door slam in my face?
That
woman.
Guy?
It was a woman.
Oh. Well, you should have held it for her. You should have run ahead and held it open
She
for
should
her.
Have hurried up. I could have held it for her, but she had to take all day getting a straw.
Oh, what's the plan tonight? Hurry and up. I always had to be like, nothing. I have no life. What do you want me to do? I'm going upstairs to watch the Celtics again. I'm going to drink this bottle of wine.
Yeah, where's that? Where's that, though?
Where's the party, kids?
I want to go to this liquor store and I want to test this out. I want to see if he asked me what's going on tonight. Where's the party at?
I don't think you will.
What's the
plan? Unless you wear that hoodie and that pink hat, then maybe.
I don't know.
If I go in a pink hat with that breast-enhancing sweatshirt that I was wearing the other day,
he'll go, where the... Oh, my God.
All right, this is a good thing to do.
Who's walking who? Oh, what's the plan tonight? It's just like creeps everywhere. What can I say?
All right, so that's me explaining.
Creeps everywhere.
At this time, here on Jones and Mego. No Arcan, but a very polite Ryan Garvin today. We'll wrap things up with Bet Roulette, some picks for tonight next.
From the Rubenstein Law Studios, 1-800-BOS-LEGAL. This is WEEI. We're right back to it. Jones and Mego on WEEI. WEEI.
Big win for Boston. Back on top now of the Atlantic Division. The tradition after the wins, the goaltending duo of Swayman and Ullmark. Now a team with several strengths. That's Boston's best hope to win the Stanley Cup right there. The outstanding goaltending duo likely to rotate right into the playoffs.
Bruins wound up beating the Penguins over the weekend 6-4. Jim Montgomery was yelling at Charlie McAvoy. Bruins have their final two games here tonight. We said earlier, be nice for them to avoid the Lightning. I don't think it's happening anymore. We can get to that coming up in Bet Roulette. First, let's knock out a couple of phone calls quickly if we can. Chuck in Plymouth. Hello, Chuck.
Hey, I heard a lady say she's such a big dork, a complete dork. I was just wondering if she really knew what the definition of dork was.
Are you talking about?
It's pretty amazing.
The portion of. Are you talking about the whale definition?
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
What are we talking about? I thought you were about to be like, are we talking about the female Madam Jones? Or are you talking about Mego? I thought you were making that joke again. What is the whale dork?
Dork means in whale parts?
Is it it's private parts?
Yes.
Now that you're saying this, I think I may have heard that.
I think we
before.
All were in third grade.
Is that
right?
A real thing, though?
That's the origin of the word? Yeah. I think so. So that's me. I'm a giant dork.
Ask Keith.
The
He's the
biggest
hashtag dork.
Dork
expert.
Yeah, that's true. Is that what Keith's podcast is about?
Wow, it's a good. I've appeared on there in the past. It's been many years, though, but I guess we have to get to the root origins of that. Yeah, I guess we got to get to it.
Interesting.
Let's try David in the car was not ready to go early in the program. Let's try David in the car one more time. David, hello.
Hey, how you doing, guys? So, Mego, you mentioned something about Brady beats the wall to play, and I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
When I was in my 40s, around 45, I was in better shape than I was when I was in my 20s. Reason being, I learned how to take care of my body and how to be healthy, how to eat healthy, how to exercise. When you're young, you do a lot of stupid stuff. You don't eat right. You don't exercise right. You don't sleep right. All these wrong things you do because you don't want to listen to anybody.
All right. So David's been bragging about his body very much lately. This is the second or third time he's done this.
In your 40s in 1945.
He's talking about his six-pack under
fat. I like
fat.
It for him.
Yeah, I mean, good. I mean,
He's got a young wife, fiance.
Happy. Yeah, I'm happy that he's in good shape. I mean, that's good for you, David, especially after that last picture I saw of myself. But... it feels a bit of a stretch to compare ourselves to Tom Brady, but I like David, think Tom Brady could still play.
If you lose the fat from your boobs, your man boobs, do you have, like, strong pec muscles underneath?
No. Do I?
Yeah.
I don't.
Just trying to think about, like, remember we had the conversation about I said when you lose the fat from your abdomen, you have a six-pack underneath?
Which is pseudoscience.
I was.
Not true.
Yeah, it is pseudoscience. Meantime, I have to run and get these dice, but let's do Bet Roulette.
All right, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either have the money and the hammer, or you can walk out of here. You can't have both. You don't f*** around in this place.
Slower jokes.
You got it?
Boo! Boo! That's it! Gambling!
Like a young Pam Anderson.
I didn't have headphones on. I thought I heard a Baywatch line in there. Is that what I heard? Like a young Pam Anderson, who, by the way, was in that lit video. We all proved it. How we do on picks? I believe I hit on mine.
Jones, you hit yours, which on Friday was the Celtics to cover 5.5 over the Hornets. They did. Mego took the Red Sox money line. They lost that game. And Arcan had the under in Celtics Hornets at 218. Went well over.
Okay. That. So one hit there. Are you rolling for Arcan today?
Sure, why not?
Yeah, you might as well. All right, Mego, get it started.
All right, I'll start. It's a three.
It's a three. We're going to baseball because there's not a lot going on tonight. So Twins Orioles, Mego.
Ooh.
We're going to do run line parlays here. The Orioles are a 1.5 run favorite over the Minnesota Twins. Do you like the Orioles by 2, Mego, or do the Twins cover that?
So I got to be honest, I haven't watched a minute of Twins baseball so far in this very short beginning of the season. So I have to go with the Orioles.
Going O's.
Go with the O's.
Come on. We all knew she was doing that, please. Orioles is Mego's
Orioles
pick.
Orioles by 2. Let's do it.
I rolled a 4 is what I rolled.
A 4 would be the Rockies and the Phillies. Aaron Nola on the bump against Cal Quantrill. Same equation here, Jones. Do you like the Phillies by 2 runs?
I do. I'll take Phillies run line. Nola's on the mound. Colorado's terrible. So give me Philadelphia by a couple of runs to back Mego's run line earlier. Ryan, what'd you roll?
I don't know because I don't got a dice bag.
Oh,
here.
Right. Duh.
I'll roll for you right here.
No, Mego's rolling for you. She
you
rolled
got
a 1.
I got a 1. Oh, boy. Oh, it's the Marlins and the Giants. The Marlins are trying. God love them. The Giants are a 1.5 run favorites over the Marlins. I'm going to take the Giants. We're all taking the favorites tonight. I'm going to take the Giants. And if we put those three together.
So we got O's run line, Philly run line, Giants run line. 1, 2, 3. What is it?
1,022.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. That's some serious value right there.
We just need 3 teams to cover.
Yeah, I don't feel good about that one hitting, but
what
the hell?
I don't
feel great about the Giants.
1,022. Ryan,
you can imagine if it does.
Look, Ryan, you can imagine if it does. Arcan's not picking. That has to be an improvement, right? Swapping out Arcan for Ryan, that should help.
I'm just glad I didn't have to watch him shoot a stupid basketball base.
Seriously, it takes 30 seconds every day.
There's always tomorrow.
Load up and take a shot.
Yeah, if he comes in tomorrow.
That's a good point. Guys, I didn't get a good night's sleep. I don't know if I can come in tomorrow. So anyway, that'll do it for us. Maybe Arcan will be back tomorrow, maybe not. Stay tuned for Rich Keefe. I do want to mention, by the way, it's a full Keefe program tonight because the Red Sox played this afternoon.
Hashtag whale dork.
Hashtag whale dork. Hashtag John Sterling officially retired earlier today.
Wow.
So I don't. Maybe you can pour one out for John and Susan there. But Keefe will have that covered here on WEEI. You can dial them up, 617-779-7937. And we'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock right here on WEEI.